We advance spiritually, November 12. Seek new heights in faith. As the heart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. Psalm 42:1. Many of the youth sink under every cloud and have no power of endurance. They do not grow in grace. Their carnal hearts must be changed. They must see beauty and holiness. Then they will pant after it as the heart panteth after the water brooks. If your steps are ordered by the Lord, dear youth, you must not expect that your path will always be one of outward peace and prosperity. The path that leads to eternal day is not the easiest to travel, and at times it will seem dark and thorny. But you have the assurance that God's everlasting arms encircle you to protect you from evil. He wants you to exercise earnest faith in Him and learn to trust Him in the shadow as well as in the sunshine. In her endeavors to reach her home, the eagle is often beaten down by the tempests to the narrow defiles of the mountains. The clouds in black, angry masses sweep between her and the sunny heights where she secures her nest. For a while she seems bewildered and dashes this way and that, beating her strong wings as if to sweep back the dense clouds. At last she dashes upward into the blackness and gives a shrill scream of triumph as she emerges a moment later in the calm sunshine above. The darkness and tempest are all below her, and the light of heaven is shining about her. She reaches her loved home in the lofty crag and is satisfied. It was through darkness that she reached the light. It cost her an effort to do this, but she is rewarded in gaining the object which she sought. This is the only course we can pursue as followers of Christ. We must exercise that living faith which will penetrate the clouds that like a thick wall separate us from heaven's light. We have heights of faith to reach where all is peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.